Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Karen Haslam joins us in the studio. Good morning, Karen.
What's good about it? Wait a minute. It isn't raining. It isn't snowing. I'm above the grass. And when everyone says, how are you doing, Karen? I go, not bad for an old broad.
Well, Karen, you were just mentioning just before coming on that you and I should do some sort of show or some sort of radio show.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a better attitude than that.
Oh, God help me. I'm out of it then. There's no way. This is me now. I mean, you know, this is me. No.
So we've got lots happening at St. James Church.
Yes.
But first off, let's talk about from the summertime. You had a big get together at the church with sort of dignitaries and what? Yeah, and conference.
Correct. Correct. Oh, thank you for remembering. We had the AACW National Conference, and so we had presidents from all across Canada come. Now, there's only around 32 dioceses, you know, section off Canada, and we had about 36 people come. We did a weekend conference. We talked about, well, what do we do now, ladies? You know, we're all in the same age. We're all in the same thing. Paradigm shift in religion. Where is the church going? Where is ACW going? And we said, we can do a good job. We're just going to do what we do best, and that is support the community, support the church, fundraise.
Yeah, that's exactly. What it's all about right there. Well, I'm glad that went well.
It went extremely well. We did I should have had you come. We did a fun fashion show where they wore a cotton shirt and they had cotton balls all over the top. One lady wore a crop top and she had peaches and pears and a pair of box shorts. It was lovely. I loved the birthday suit. We had Karen Luxford come out in a birthday suit and everybody went, and she came out with a great big banner across her saying happy birthday, and she had a cake on her head, and it was wonderful.
One lady
said she never laughed so hard and she felt so much better after attending our show. We're taking it on the road.
I'm not sure.
You and your theater, we're going on the road.
Well, Amy. I'm not sure if I should have been part of that fashion show or not, but there you go.
No. We had a guy in a tuxedo standing at the edge of the church thing saying, can I help you off? So he helped the ladies off.
We don't know
when they had wedges on their shoes, and one lady made two loaves of bread and she wore loafers.
Wow, you had a great time.
Well, we had a great time.
Great time.
You know, church ladies are fun.
And speaking of which, great time to be had by all. A very special market is coming back once again.
Yes, and you see them out there. You know, there's quite a few in the last few weekends. We chose to go on the 30th of November because it's closer to Christmas, and we do a lot of baking and Christmas puddings. We've done soups. We do torch hares, which are wonderful. We don't make enough, but we make what we can.
Yeah.
And then I'm in charge of these slightly used Christmas decorations. So I'm making up an advertisement saying, can I have your used balls? Because that's what I'm going to be selling.
Fair enough. It's all for a good cause.
Yes.
So are you accepting materials and donations?
It's like the sale. You know, we start out in the spring with our sale and we think, what'll we sell? And by the time the sale comes, we say, where did this stuff come from?
Okay.
So yeah, all the ladies in the church are hand baking. Phil has made applesauce and jams. We have goodies. We have savories. They've had two cooking times in the church where the tortillas were made, and we had a chef from the chef school come. And now while everyone's home making their famous cookies and thumbprints and crinkle cookies and all that kind of thing. And then on top of that, we have the garden club who comes and has plants for you. And I think this year we're going to do some arranging in tubs. Those are always nice to sell.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And then our craft group will not give up. You know, they can be 106 and they'll still make aprons. So we have crafts and mittens and things. And then we have slightly used Christmas ornaments. And you'd be surprised because the number of people downsizing who are finally giving up those wonderful heritage things or those wonderful Christmas decorations.
You just don't see those kind of decorations anymore at all.
Cookie jars, the Santa cookie jars. I used to give my grandchildren their own cookie jar, and every year they came and made cookies with Grandma. There's a hint, ladies. Buy a Christmas cookie jar.
There you go.
And you got your grandkids every Christmas making cookies with you. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's a good thing, and it's good for the ladies. They love to do this, and as long as they can, they will.
And it's great for the church. It's the Mistletoe Market at St. James Church, again, Saturday, November 30th, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Correct.
So it's a morning kind of market.
It is.
Have fun with it.
We will, and we thank all the community that comes. It's like our sale where they line up, you know. It's because we're known for the quality, we're known for what we do, and we're just a happy bunch of people to visit on a Saturday.
Right. stjamesstratford.ca is the website, and we'll share all the details about the Mistletoe Market with St. James at Church. We'll share it all on our socials at with mystratfordnow.com. The Mistletoe Market with Karen Haslam.
Looking forward to our time together again, Jamie.
Thanks, Karen.